Clapton as well. Also, Andy Mossack. Now, this is slightly different. Some kettle of fish with Andy tonight, because I know where he is, because I've already spoken to him and did him a little earlier. However, I will give you a clue, just one clue that Andy put together for this. And it's been interesting brain tease, but I can't take part in this because I already know. So I'll give you the clue, though. For where in the world is the man himself? In about half an hour, we'll get the travel log. The local police force patrols in a fleet of supercars, including Ferraris, Lamborghinis, a McLaren MP4, an Aston Martin, and a Bentley Continental. Worth getting arrested just to have a drive. Where is he? That's your one clue tonight for where in the world is Andy Mossack. The local police force patrols in a fleet of supercars, including Ferraris, Lamborghinis, McLarens, Aston Martins and Bentleys. So it's got a few bob, is the one clue I'll give you. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? 81333. If you think you know where he is, maybe you've been lucky enough to go yourself and you'll get it. Can only be one or two places, can't it? 81333 and Russ at the start of your message. However, it's time for Storyville. Thank you very much, Carlin Cottingham. Further, I'm guessing that Andy might be in Dubai, as in the United Arab Emirates. Carl, you will find out very, very soon, and that's a promise. What other show would give you that? None of them. That's why they're better than we are. So welcome along. Now, you might be expecting the half hour of power to start. However, tonight, something a little out of the ordinary. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? And I gave you one clue and one clue only, because I spoke to him a little earlier on, which meant for once I knew what the answer was. The local police force in one of the kingdoms, in the patrols, in a fleet of supercars, Ferraris, Lamborghinis, McLarens, Aston Martins and Bentley Continentals. Worth getting arrested just to have a drive, was the phrase from Andy. And lots of people saying Dubai, Abu Dhabi, basically all in one particular nation. This is what happened when I spoke to him a little earlier. I said, you must be in this place we're all thinking of.
Yeah, I'm in the United Arab Emirates, Russ. Right in the Persian Gulf, actually. It's Oman to the east and Saudi Arabia to the south. And those seven kingdoms, or emirates, as they're called, mm-hmm. is Ajman, which probably you've never heard of, and I hadn't, to be honest, Fujairah, Ras El Khaimah, and then, of course, Sharjah, and then Dubai and Abu Dhabi, which is the two that everybody probably knows.
Mm.
And it's a fascinating, fascinating time. I've been here for quite a few days, and it's been a real eye-opening experience, mate.
Not a lot of people travel the whole lot of it.
Yeah, I mean, they are close together. I mean, I've done a sort of a three-emirate cruise, if you like. Started off in the Dubai Creek, actually, which is one of those areas of Dubai which is, again, kind of shunned by a lot of tourists. And it's really lovely because it's the oldest part of Dubai. There's three main areas in Dubai, and the creek, which is literally a river going through this beautiful creek. It really is lovely. And it's full of souks and bazaars and coffee houses and spice markets with all those lovely smells. And it really is, you know, kind of really old-time Arab. It was really lovely there. And we went out for dinner on an Arab dhow boat down the creek, and it was really smashing. It was lovely. And then you get in the car, you drive for 90 minutes, and you're in Abu Dhabi. And we went to this fantastic island called Yas Island, which is man-made, 20 minutes outside Abu Dhabi City, and it's got the Formula One circuit there, and the Ferrari World, which actually is the biggest indoor amusement park in the world. Quite remarkable, considering the whole thing is man-made, you know, sort of sits in the middle of the sea, and a great golf course as well. And incidentally, they're building another man-made island, which is called Sadiat Island, and you're not going to believe this, but they're going to put in a Guggenheim.
Right.
And a Louvre.
Well, if you're going to have one, you've got to have the other, haven't you?
You have. I know, exactly that. I mean, why not? Why not? Why you can. And there's two fantastic things in Abu Dhabi, which is the Great Mosque, which is absolutely amazing. And the Corniche, which is a bit like the south of France, you know, the Croisette. in Cannes, and it's just like that. It's palm lined, beautiful corniche, all the way down the beach.
This really is a rich man's playground, but there must be, and by the sounds of it, you've been to parts of the Emirates that are that are very still in quotes real, whatever that means. But you understand me?
I totally, yeah, and even Dubai, even though you've got these ridiculous, obviously, you know, lots of bling. And I've got to say, it's classy bling. It's not Vegas bling. but having said that, there are places in Dubai too, which is extremely cheap. You know, you can go out and have a meal in one of the local sort of hole-in-the-wall restaurants to get a lovely Lebanese meal, and you know, it probably costs about £5 each. So there's plenty of opportunities to eat very cheaply and stay in kind of, you know, B&Bs that aren't ridiculously expensive. But outside of Dubai, Sharjah is something like, I mean, they tell me it's something like 50% cheaper just in the streets to buy things. And all around, I mean, you can get some tours, which I must say I've been impressed with. There's, you know, the sort of hop-on, hop-off buses. They do them in all the Emirates. And for something like £15, you can get a sort of half a day tour, which is terrific. And I also did a desert safari, you know, the whole sort of Lawrence of Arabia bit with dune surfing and camel riding and all that kind of thing. You know, it's great fun. It's great fun.
So getting around then and living while you're over there, not as expensive as you might think. Looking at, for example, you know, the local police force driving around in Ferraris and Lamborghinis, it's going to give you a certain impression, right?
Yeah, it is, because there is obviously a hugely wealthy population here. But apart from the footballers' wives, of course, there will be. I think it's a misnomer. I actually do. You know, I think you can have a really, really inexpensive holiday, providing that you do your homework and find the kind of, you know, the right kind of places.
There's an awful lot of planes landing there at all different times. Has that sort of brought prices down?
Yeah, I think it's quite competitive. I mean, all the carriers do come here. You're right, absolutely. So if you want to get to the Far East or you want to get onto Australia, you stop off normally in either Dubai or Abu Dhabi if you're going to take Emirates, or you're going to go on Etihad. But they're the two main carriers here, but all the others are. But I think there are lots of, you're right, there are lots of routes, and you search around, you'll pick a good competitive rate, that's for sure.
The lesson to take away from this, Andy, is it's cheaper than you'd think.
It's cheaper than you think, and don't believe everything you watch, because I think it's got a lot going for it. If you want some really, well, dedicated sun any time of the year, I wouldn't come this time of year, because it's extremely hot. Certainly winter time is guaranteed, and it is what it is. And I think if you want some good sun and some sort of exotic time, then the Emirates is definitely an interesting place to come.
There he was, the UAE. That's where Andy Mossack was this week. Now he is on the road again. We'll be catching up with him next week in a new far-flung place. Surprisingly cheap there, the UAE. I'll take 3 Bugatti Veyrons now, please, to go. The cider chips. Wowzers. Now he's going to put some photos up of his trip, as always, and he'll whack them on the Facebook page, I am sure, facebook.com/latenightrussell.